This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Blake Markgraf. Blake is the CEO of CareSignal. He leads CareSignal in developing evidence-based healthcare technology to help deliver clinical and financial returns for patients and healthcare organizations. CareSignal was founded in 2015, and they right now work with dozens of health systems and payers across the U.S. Blake, before we get started, take a moment to just introduce yourself and tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Thanks, Scott. I'm really grateful to join you today. I'm Blake. I'm really privileged to serve as the CEO and co-founder of CareSignal. Been going at it for several years. And fundamentally, you know, the vision behind CareSignal is to bring the same level of evidence to our solution that you'd find in more regulated areas where, you know, usually go beyond healthcare technology. And I position CareSignal in a nutshell as deviceless remote patient monitoring. At the end of the day, we're trying to do highly scalable, highly cost-effective, but really clinically actionable engagement for, just like you said, the patients and organizations that need it the most.
You founded the technology club at one point in your life. You're an entrepreneur by nature. You're sort of a very interesting, eclectic, driven, interesting person, very smart. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up starting CareSignal. How did this get started?
You know, it's funny. I kind of go maybe a step further back than I normally would. I love doing research behind the bench. You know, micropipette in hand, that was my happy place. And, you know, right before college, I wound up entering and winning something called the Intel Science and Engineering Fair, which kind of attracts, you know, high schoolers from around the world. And part of that process led me to meet, I mean, honestly, kind of people like you, Scott. It was, you know, folks who were at the intersection of an industry, right, really deep in kind of their field, but who are also, you know, looking at technology, and it's that kind of orthogonal positioning that got me really excited. And ask yourself the question, you know, what do you want to do? I want to have the biggest and most positive impact I can. And that, you know, kind of logically leads to healthcare technology. That's the best place to be.
Talk for a moment about, take a moment and tell our audience directly, what does CareSignal do? Just so people understand a little bit more clearly, what do you guys all do?
Perfect. So out there in our country specifically, there are tens of millions of individuals with chronic conditions that are just barely controlled. I'm talking, you know, heart failure, where you're in the hospital once or twice a year, COPD, where you experience fairly frequent breathing exacerbations, but you think you've got it handled, but also new mothers on Medicaid struggling to adhere to breastfeeding, folks who are experiencing a range of issues on the social determinants of health side, right? All of those people out there, right? And then on the other side, you have an industry that's really, really trying to help improve the lives, the clinical outcomes of those people, you know, for their own financial interest, but that's fine, that's great. The problem is, once those people are out there in the real world, usually, you know, there's kind of some lip service given to patient engagement, but there's not a real remote patient monitoring and engagement relationship in place. And that really frustrated my, you know, my co-founders and I. So CareSignal, at the end of the day, we have, we use ubiquitous technology, texts, phone calls, and we were able to take a condition-specific approach to track the symptomatology of the population that I described, to really capture what's going on, not just for a few days or weeks or months, but for years on end, on average, years on end. And as you can imagine, that leads to something really powerful, right? Which is, when something starts to go wrong for someone, which might not be for, you know, 2 or 3 months, then the care team can intervene and prevent it from costing tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah, so that's where we are.
In from getting a lot worse, you hope to catch it by watching it constantly, so that before it really gets bad, you're there to help or there to intersect with the care team to help. Talk about deviceless remote patient monitoring. What does this mean? What is deviceless remote patient monitoring? What does that exactly mean?
So I sense in your voice what I kind of want to sense, which is just a tiny bit of cognitive dissonance, right? I mean, that's, we hear RPM and we think, okay, great, that's going to be a suite of Bluetooth devices. And honestly, we've created this concept of deviceless RPM. We've synthesized it because we saw this need in the healthcare space as a whole for something that captures the same level of actionable clinical data, patient-reported clinical data, as true RPM, you know, full, kind of call it the old guard device RPM, but does so 2 orders of magnitude more scalably and 10% the cost, for any given patient at most. So that, you know, that in a nutshell is kind of where devices RPM sits.
And give us an example. What does it mean in practice for, you talked about people with chronic conditions. What does deviceless remote patient monitoring mean for people with chronic conditions? Give us an example.
Yeah, so I think a great example here is heart failure, right? Which is typically regarded as the go-to for devices. And I think that's often overkill, not always, but often. So patient with heart failure, you know, let's say, Scott, I have heart failure. You know, you're on my care management team, maybe a healthcare executive overseeing this. You say, okay, Blake and all the patients like him, let's keep tabs on them, you know, for the coming years that we have this MA contract or whatever it is, right? And I then get a call from a friendly person. I don't know this person who works for CareSignal, right? But, you know, Scott's Healthcare, right? Hey, I'm calling on behalf of Scott's Healthcare. We have a new free program to keep your heart healthy. Can we send you some texts or maybe phone calls or go through a caregiver to keep tabs on you moving forward? I say, that sounds lovely. You know, I like that. That's part of the relationship I expect. And then, Scott, to your question, the next day I get simple questions that I can answer without any kind of device, like, do your legs feel puffier than usual? Did you wake up last night struggling for breath? And those kinds of patient-reported outcomes that I then provide are able to paint a kind of a video as opposed to a single snapshot for my care team, for the people that work for you.
So sort of an ongoing basis, getting regular information from real people as to what's going on and so forth. And you've been really successful at building this. Take a moment and talk about, how do you build the business? How do you think about sales? Because, I mean, you can't build a business without sales at the end of the day. Some people get very scared by building a business. You yourself are somewhat of this great mix of a born entrepreneur with a brilliant analytical mind. How do you think about sales, and how do you look at growth in sales?
You know, it's a good question, because I think sales kind of gets a bad rap sometimes, and sometimes it should. You know what that feels like and looks like. And it comes back to, you know, the founding principles of our business. We wanted to have evidence first. Evidence not just for engaging this population, not just for driving clinical outcomes, but full-on, honest-to-goodness, claims data type evidence showing that what we have, the solution that we have, delivers real financial returns for our partners, for our risk-bearing health systems and payer partners. And when you come in and sit down with, you know, the five stakeholders, clinical, legal, technical, operational, and financial, and you're able to talk through for each of them the, you know, the operational impact and the evidence behind that you've published on, replicated, the clinical outcomes, the standards of care that you can bake in from them into your own system. And at the end of the day, you know, the claims impact, the financial returns you're going to generate, that's a much more consultative conversation. You're sitting on the same side of the table. And, you know, I've been really proud. I think we announced this just a couple weeks ago, but it's been true for a little while now. You know, we'll take risk on any contract. CareSignal will take financial risk and stand beside our partner to make sure that it's beyond clear. Yeah.
And talk about how that works. What does that look like? When you say that you'll take financial risk with your customers, you'll take financial risk whether with payers or health systems or patients, how does that work? How does the financial risk that you'll take work?
risk is not risk, right? They're all different types of. So right off the bat, we take a haircut. Our pricing drops, and the exact amount depends on the partner, but let's say 40% is a starting point. And that's a lot, right? That's an aggressive amount for an early stage business to, you know, to write off potentially for the first 6-12 months of that partnership. The only way we make up for that is when we show a directly attributable benefit for that organization in what essentially comes out to a kind of a lightened version of a randomized controlled trial. That maybe is a bit too nuanced for this discussion, but we really do kind of synthesize two apples to apples arms, more important during this COVID phase than ever before. You can't do a retrospective analysis as successfully as you could even a year ago. And then we're totally transparent, but the goal is to say, look, if we really do bend this curve by 18-19%, in global claims reduction, which is what we've shown again and again, then we'd like to make you win first, but then we'd like to put our skin in the game and have some upside as well.
Thank you. And talk a little bit more about the building out a product. You at CareSignal, I mean, many people in building out a technology company for healthcare or building out apps or mobile-driven company for healthcare, we really focus on one condition, let's say cardiovascular or weight loss or whatever it might be, or follow up on diabetes or follow up on COPD. You've taken a broader approach to building out your product. Give us your theory and talk about that for a moment, if you don't mind.
Yep. I think in the same way that you have alert fatigue, operators on the healthcare side are beginning to have point solution fatigue. I think it's almost irresponsible for companies to come in and say, hey, I'm a really good thing, but I'm just one thing, right? And you have to fit me in both laterally and vertically in order to build out your solution stack. And that's a problem, right? I think that, you know, for the part of the organization that needs RPM, or in this case, deviceless RPM, you have to be more flexible. Then there's the long-term strategic benefit of having more than 30 different condition-specific programs, because, again, come back to, you know, the Scott's healthcare example, right? You and your massive industry-eating health system, you know that you need to focus on the big Medicare Advantage chronic for the next 2 to 4 quarters. But then you have your eye on the ball for the new incentive structures around subclinical, you know, the social determinants and potentially maternal health. And of course, you know that behavioral health is a cost driver across the board. So you're trying to do steady investments in that when responsible. So all to say, strategies change. They need to change, and vendors need to change with them.
So at the end of the day, you need to be great at what you do. And you're also highly cognizant of the fact that hospitals and health systems payers will only deal with so many different companies, and that if they're trying to deal with 1,500 companies for 1,500 different conditions, it's just too inefficient. They can't do that. It's just almost not doable. So you have to be more than just a single purpose product. You've got to be great, but great across a number of conditions. Is that a fair statement?
You nailed it. I would rather that the industry recognize CareSignal as the best solution for the top 20% or so of patients in terms of risk and cost, and just trust that we've published on this, we've shown that we can do it, we'll do it again, and we'll do it with conviction, and of course, risk. That's the position, as opposed to, hey, we're another heart failure solution, and that's it.
So Blake, you and I think your co-founder started CareSignal in 2015, and so on a quantitative basis, how excited are you as you look into the future for what you're doing?
It sounds cheesy. I've never been more excited. I've never been more excited about the trajectory of the industry, about the potential for impact, which is a personal and professional motivator. And we're announcing CareSignal AI, which is our predictive and preventative re-engagement solution that's baked invisibly into the. I've had a vision for that. That's been on the whiteboard in board meetings for 3.5-4 years. I remember exactly where I was standing when I first shared that and said, look, we're going to need hundreds of thousands of patients worth of data to do this. We're going to need tens of thousands of patient years of data to do this, but we will get there. And people were pretty polite, and now we're there. We're very excited.
Well, it's really incredible what you've developed. I love getting a chance to visit with you. You're now 5+ years in. I mean, it's really amazing what you've done. I want to congratulate you on your success. And Blake, just for the audience, so they're aware, how can they find out more about CareSignal?
Oh, sure. Swing by. Our site is caresignal.health, and my email is just blake@caresignal.health. But, you know, that's be grateful to pick up a dialogue with anyone who's interested. I'll sometimes have a little bit too much energy in this, but glad to pick up.
God bless. I mean, you're working with dozens of great health systems. You're working with great payers. Not an easy audience to crack. You've done an amazing job of really growing a company. Really from scratch, from startup. It's really remarkable what you've done. Here at the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, we're thrilled to get a chance to visit with Blake Markgraff, CEO and founder of, or one of the founders of CareSignal. Congratulations on your success. We look forward to more of it, Blake. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. No, I really appreciate that. Thanks.